And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Good. Now what?
Good morning.
It is.
I have a two-part question. I want to create $1 million, and I want to do it in a reasonable time period.
Well, reasonable is up to you in every regard.
I understand the process. What's the benefit of holding an emotion that doesn't feel as good as it felt when you thought it the first time? Meaning, someone could tell a joke, but after a while, it's not funny anymore. So if I choose a certain emotion and I'm trying to focus on working my way up the emotional scale and I'm holding on to this thought, but it doesn't feel like it once felt, it doesn't seem like I'm moving like I should be moving downstream.
It's a brilliant question. You're not moving. Now, we want to go back to the precision of your question because there's such power in the question and answer. So what matters is the vibrational relationship between you and you. You understand what we mean by that? In other words, life causes you to become more, you close that gap. Life causes you to become more, you close that gap. Life causes you to become more, you close that gap. So when you've had the experience of that rocket going off and you've come into vibrational alignment with it, now you're standing in a new place, launching more rockets. What you've just said with your question is, we cannot stand still. So now go back to the precision of your question. Say it if you can in the same way you said it before. What's the value of regurgitating an emotion that at one time felt great to me, but now should I try to maintain that emotion? And the answer is, you cannot maintain that exact vantage point because life keeps causing you to expand further. And here's the answer that we really want you to hear. Your emotions are always and only about the vibrational relationship between you and you. And you just keep shifting and shifting and shifting and shifting. In other words, let's say at one time it was you and you, now it's 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 you and you. See what we're getting at?
I do. However, if the thought creates the emotion.
Yes.
I guess more specifically what I'm saying is, if I'm thinking that same thought that is creating that emotion, and I think that same thought again, and it doesn't create that same emotion, I'm running out of thoughts to think on that subject.
But you see, let's get this basis nailed down first, and then we'll play and figure out what to do about the shifting of emotion. But here's the thing we really want you to hear is that you can't think the same thought. You can't think the same thought. In other words, you can't think the same thought because once you've thought a thought, you've set up a new vibrational relationship that is calling you to a new place. And so the reason, give us an example.
Okay. I feel good about a bonus that I got for a certain amount of money. It feels very good. I appreciate it. I know more is coming to me. I can see the cash in my hand. I can see what I'm going to do with it and have fun with it. That feels good right now. Because it just happened. But 2 or 3 weeks from now, it's like, okay, you know, I've experienced that, and it doesn't give you that the same level of good feeling that it once did.
So what happens? It's a bonus.
I created that.
So what happens when you receive the bonus? How do you feel?
Feel good.
And then, we'll wait and see if there's anything they want to say to us. Oh, it's bingo. The casinos are open. All seems bonus related. We want to go back to the initial question that you asked, because there is such power in the understanding that we're about to all participate in here together. So, have you been hearing us as we're talking about these two vibrational vantage points between you and you? And are you understanding that not only can you not stand still in your physical format, but the non-physical part of you is not standing still either? In fact, everything that you are living is causing the expansion. So we want you to just for a little while focus upon the vibrational gap, which will always occur or exist to some extent between you and who you are. Just keep your mind on that vibrational gap. So, and the whole name of this game is closing the gap as best I can from where I am. Now, that we're saying to you that the game is about closing the gap as best I can from where I am, but there's another part of the game that's taking place without you needing to even be consciously aware of it. And let's call that game the widening of the gap. Now, we don't really want to call it the widening of the gap. We want to call it the expanding of you. We want to call it the eternally expanding nature of you. But it just in the same way, it was a good analogy that you hear the joke and it catches you by surprise the first time. There are so many elements of surprise and timing that it's funny to you. But the next time, it doesn't catch you that way because you've already sort of been there, done that. So we want to focus upon the fact that life is causing you to constantly expand into a new place, and then your work is to do your best to come up to speed with that. So with something like the asking for something that you're consciously aware that you want, like more money or a bonus, when you first think about it, we don't think that in the initial stages of any thought, there is necessarily that much excitement to it. In other words, you build your excitement to anything by giving your attention to it. The more you think about something, the more energy it has, the more vibrational components are involved in it. When you hold a thought for a little bit of time, then law of attraction responds to it. And as you stay focused upon it, law of attraction responds to it longer until eventually you get some momentum going. Now, it sounds like we're sort of going in circles here, and we are a little bit, because you said you have a two-part question, and we were going to be smart with you and say we have a two-part answer, and nothing could be more accurate than this. There are two components to this always, and we have to address them both equally, separately, but equally. They are of equal importance, and the two components are the part of your life that causes you to expand, and the thoughts that you think about that. In other words, the thoughts you think that cause the expansion, and then the thoughts you think that close the gap. And life is about expansion, closing, expansion, closing, expansion, closing, expansion, closing. It is eternally about that. None of us would feel any thrill about anything if we were living in the same environment. In fact, it ties into what our friend was asking about earlier. It is the reason that you keep coming back into other experiences with new platforms to stimulate new desire. It is the reason because, and we want to take what you have asked here and apply it to what we were talking about previously. Every lifetime is like the new joke, and we don't mean it in the sense that it's the new joke. We mean it in that it's the new platform from which something can surprise and delight you again. So let's recap here for just a bit, and then we'll move forward. So the two components are the expansion and the catching up, and the expansion and the catching up, and the expansion and the catching up.
I haven't caught up to it yet, though.
And that's the reason that we say we want to talk about these two elements separately and then collectively. You will not ever really catch up, because life's going to keep causing you to expand faster than you can catch up. That's why it's eternal. If you could ever completely catch up with who you really are, then we would not continue to be eternal. And in fact, that's another good reason to make a strong point about the value of the personal nature of all of this. In other words, the physical time-space reality experience is about that edge that keeps putting it beyond. Let's back up a little bit. We've got so many pieces here that are so important, and we want to wrap them all together in a way that you can really feel it. This truly is going into a place that we have not been before. It's a wonderful question. So, first thing that we want to take care of here is helping you to remember that Source is expanding because of you. So let's just say for a moment that Source is Source and there are no more physical experiences being lived. It isn't true, it will never happen, but let's just say it for the point that we're wanting to make here. So their Source is all evolved and enlightened and complete, let's say. So no reason for any of you to come forth. Nothing like that could ever be. So now let's tell it the way it really is. You come forth. Splat, here you are. Now, you're having experiences that are causing expansion of Source. Whoopee, Source is having a good time. Are you? Probably not at first. So Source is having the expansion experience. So now those two points of vibrational relationship are in play again. You have caused Source to expand, and the question that we ask every day is, now what are you doing to catch up with it? So now you say, ask the question again, as close to the same words as you can when you started.
What's the benefit of holding an emotion that doesn't feel as good as it felt when you thought it the first time?
All right, so what's the benefit of holding an emotion? So we want to put the question back to you. Is it possible to hold that emotion? You're saying to us it isn't. You're saying to us that I'm trying to maintain that emotion by thinking the same thought that gave me that emotion to begin with.
Yeah, exactly.
But I can't, and why would that be? Why?
Because I've expanded. I'm moving to another place.
Because you've moved into another place. And so now you have to reach, in order for your juices to really flow, you have to reach for the thought that now matches what you've expanded to. Yes?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm running out of thoughts to think.
All right, well, now at
I'm
least we understand.
If you do the creation boards and you watch different TV shows and you cut out this.
But now we understand the law behind it, yes? In other words,
yeah,
now you understand that you've expanded. And so now what we're wanting you to say is, I'm guiding this by my feeling, and I can feel that old thought, like that old joke, is tired because I've expanded into a new place. So now, inner being, what do you think about this? Be a good question to ask. Or what thought could I think that will get my juices flowing? And how are you going to know when you found a thought that gets your juices flowing?
Bit
your
bit.
Juices will start flowing. Mm-hmm. So you get what we're getting at? In other words, what you're asking for is, what thought can I think that will evoke this emotion? And what we're showing you to do is get inside of this and let the desire for the emotion help you find the thought. So you just have to feel around till you find it. In other words, you reach for it until something turns you on in that way. Sort of kind of get it?
It makes sense.
So let's play with it a little bit and see if we can get some juices flowing. Pick a subject.
Before I do that, I do want to say this. I can get my juices flowing sometimes, and I'll talk about some things, and they'll probably be the same things that I'll say now, but I'll say them. And again, it doesn't evoke the same emotion. So, you know, I don't know
you know what really gets your juices flowing? New discoveries. And so it's an interesting thing how when you ask for something and then close the gap a little, the next juices flow when you ask for something and close the gap a little. It's like when we talk to authors and they say, how can I get my book published? And we say, write another book. And they say, but I've already written a book, I want to get it published. And we say, we don't know any better way to get you turned on than to keep asking for more to flow through you. And as you're writing the next and the next and the next, the energy carries the others into the marketplace. It's sort of that kind of idea. And so when you say, so does the idea of $1 million still thrill you?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's a stepping stone, you know.
Well, that really is what we wanted to hear. $1 million does not go very far in your environment even today. But so talk to us about so the goal of this conversation is what? What is the goal of this conversation? What was within you when you wanted to have this conversation?
To create $1 million within a reasonable amount of time.
But we think that that's where we're a little off kilter here because